For a number of months now on Sunday mornings, we've been journeying through the book of Galatians. We now come to the sixth and final chapter. And so I invite you to take your Bible and open to Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 through 6. And the Lord willing, over the next two Sundays, we will complete our journey through Paul's letter to Galatians. One of the most unusual figures in the history of the church was a man by the name of Simon the Stylite. He was one of the first of the so-called Desert Fathers. Around the year 423 A.D., he constructed a short pillar on the edge of the Syrian desert. He climbed to the top of it, and there he lived for the next 6 years. He received many visitors to his perch there in the desert. Undoubtedly, some came out there to see him because they thought he was out of his mind. But as Simon said, he did what he did as a Christian simply because he wanted to commune with God in solitude, free from worldly distractions. And so, sitting on a pole in the edge of the Syrian desert was his way of separating himself from sin and consecrating his life to God. Now, strange as that may seem to those of us here today, the life of Simon the Stylite raises an important question for all of us, and it's this. What does it mean to be authentically spiritual? As far as Simon was concerned, one could be more spiritual in the desert than he could in the city. One could be more spiritual off the ground, the higher the better, than he could on the ground. Was he right about what it means to be spiritual? One 21st century writer asked of Simon the Stylite and his sojourn in the desert this question: is there child care in the desert? This contemporary writer was married with children. His point was that not everybody is free to just pull up stakes and head out to the desert for a few years.